From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Marva Hinton. Books and Books is celebrating its 30th anniversary this week. The independent bookstore first opened its doors in Coral Gables in 1982. Now there are shops throughout South Florida, along with Grand Cayman in the Caribbean and West Hampton Beach in New York. Mitchell Kaplan is the founder of Books and Books and the co-founder of the Miami International Book Fair. He received a National Book Award for outstanding service to the American literary community last year, and he joins us today.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Since you opened Books and Books 30 years ago, the landscape has changed so much for those of us who love books. There are now so many options out there for buying them. How has Books and Books been able to succeed where so many others have failed?
In 1982, when we opened, Miami didn't have the luster that it has now. We've just been coming through a very wrenching time with the Mariel boat lift and trying to absorb so many new citizens into South Florida. We also were at a time at a crossroads where there were some tensions within the city that led to some riots, in fact. From that very first bookshop that we had in Coral Gables 30 years ago, our overarching desire was to be of the community, to reflect the community, and to serve the community, flying completely in the face of what the stereotype of Miami has been over so many years. You know, when we first opened, when we would ask for an author to come down, the publishers in New York would often say, well, we have this new non-prescription drug book, and we'd be happy to send that author down. Or, you know, there's this new book that would be great for the beaches, you know, great beach read. And not understanding really the complexity and diversity that is Miami. And I knew it because I saw what people were buying.
Well, of all of those authors who have come through the store and who've had readings there, who would you say would be the most fascinating?
That's a tough one, because writers in their own right are extremely fascinating, are complicated and fascinating in and of themselves. But, you know, I guess one of the most fascinating events we ever had that we ever presented at the bookshop was presenting Christopher Hitchens when he came for his book, God Is Not Great. And what he was doing on his tour was literally getting into debates about religion with believers. And we presented him at Temple Judea. They were good enough to have us there. And over 1,000 people came. And he debated a rabbi, an evangelical. He debated a Buddhist nun and a Catholic priest, I believe, all at the same time. And it was one of the most dazzling displays of intellect that I had ever really seen. And it wasn't too long after that that he unfortunately announced that he had cancer. But, you know, we've had a lot of those kinds of experiences that have been kind of cultural landmarks, more or less. I mean, just this past January when we presented E.L. James for her 50 Shades of Grey, that's completely on another spectrum. But to watch that develop and to watch this audience come out buying real books told me that books are not dead. If people want something, they will go out and they will get it.
Okay. Well, Mitchell, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks, Marva.
Mitchell Kaplan is the founder of Books and Books. The store will be having its 30th anniversary celebration tomorrow night at the shop in Coral Gables with free food and drink. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.